Good afternoon. Today is Monday, October the 28th, 308th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, proud Eureka citizen, Rob Barkley.
Hey, Bri, how are you?
Good. Kind of looks like you hijacked a lumber truck today, though.
Well, I did.
You got your boots on and you got your yeah.
I was planning on being someplace on the East Coast for the last 2 days, and the weather did not cooperate.
Tartan looks good on you.
Tartan feels good.
Kilt, I'm not sure about.
Oh, well. Stop staring.
Yeah. This afternoon, we'll talk about, I've got an idea. I don't want to let it out. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet.
All right.
We'll talk about
I'm nervous now.
My surprise when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. But before we do our quote this afternoon.
And this is in honor of the Obamacare rollout. A government that is big enough to give you all that you want is big enough to take it all away, by Barry Goldwater. If you have a health care policy that you like, you can keep it. Oops, we're taking it all away.
I think the thing that's interesting for a lot of us, and we'll get into my question, is that I think what we're seeing is the sausage that's normally made in the back room in the corridors of Congress now being made out in front of the media, in front of the public, and everything else. Because either they couldn't get to agreements, or there wasn't enough time, or there weren't enough people. But
they were too desperate.
Whatever it was.
Nancy Pelosi and Obama.
We're seeing it in front of us now.
They were too desperate to pass it. They cribbed the numbers. And right now we're seeing something that doesn't really matter, and that's the failure of the IT solution. They will fix that. It was a waste of money, and it shows government does things poorly, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately the sticker shock and the restrictions are going to be astonishing. Wait till there are death panels. Wait till all these things happen. It is as bad as the Republicans are saying.
Just the dollars is what I'm hearing from the younger folks. The dollars, their understanding was one thing, and now when they're sitting down and talking to insurance folks, or they're trying to do it themselves on the internet, it's like there's a typo in there somewhere. It just isn't.
No, it's slipping.
It's not calculating the way that they are intending going in.
Well, I'm really amused that I've talked to some of the young kids, and they said, I'm not going to sign up, and I'm not going to pay that penalty. I'm just going to change my withholding so that I don't owe any tax at the end of the year, and I don't have a refund coming, and they're going to get nothing from me. Tough. And I'm not paying for it.
I don't think that one was anticipated.
I never underestimate people's ability to figure these sort of things out.
And then I just follow suit.
It's easier to follow.
Yeah. Question I had.
Yes, sir.
What are the biggest surprises people in our listening area would have if we got lifted up, dropped safely into the Midwest, into the Northeast, into the New England states, because a lot of us don't travel that much, if we had that chance, what would be some of the things that we would kind of scratch our heads about?
Well, how poor the restaurants are most places in the world besides here. We have great restaurants here. That's
In poundage or in quality?
Quality. Selections of wine, things like that. There's really impressive.
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you consider the economic picture overall.
It doesn't.
Of our region.
You're right.
Other than the unreported economy. I mean, okay. That's going to be a factor in there somewhere. But by and large, you wouldn't think that you would have heavy wine selection of high quality wines.
Well, even 7-Eleven now is going to start selling higher quality wines. It's a pretty good market. But anyway, what else would they see? I think they'd be shocked at, in the Midwest, at the cheap housing. And comparable houses go for, you know, maybe 25, maybe 33% of what we pay here.
Just the land cost different, or is it a combination of everything?
I think the regulations not to be underestimated. I think contractors here probably are able to charge more because of the permitting and the isolation of the market. So their margins are probably unrealistically high. But I think overall, the cheaper housing would be refreshing to people. I think the quality of like the co-op of the shopping that we have here is pretty great. So the organic idea is, I'm not saying it's California centric, but it is. It's
where else would you point as a starting spot?
Right, I think that's right. And so you're going to see much more real live business. Bigger businesses, scale businesses that we don't have here for the most part.
More because of population or because of in our region or state because of state regulatory costs?
Both. Both.
So it's a combination.
I go to Omaha and you've got these huge companies centered there from Union Pacific to Berkshire Hathaway to ConAgra. Kiewit Construction. These are successful worldwide companies that are there. Why don't we have them? I don't know. People who become successful here tend to move, be it Yakima. I mean, they made a successful product and sold out, and the business is essentially gone. So I don't know why Restoration Hardware started here. Gone.
I would think that there's, and we have a couple exceptions. I think Barbara with the Lost Coast Brewery.
Isn't she fabulous?
Is an exception.
Yep.
And okay, we take her off the table.
Right.
Because that one doesn't play.
So far, so good, Barb.
Yeah. But if you get to a certain critical size, can you afford to be in any small, isolated community? I mean, put us in Montana, put us in Idaho, Wyoming. To a certain extent, Washington.
It depends on the business. I mean, we're having...
Consider the business.
All right.
We'll be back. It's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater is now celebrating its 30th season with 6 treats for Humboldt audiences. First is the George S. Kaufman Moss Hart Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, You Can't Take It With You. Then the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strip. After the holidays, there'll be a double feature straight from ancient Greece, the murderous tragedy Oedipus the King and the comedy Women in Congress. Next is the side-splitting Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a parody in which all 17 of the Bard's plays are played in 97 minutes. Late Spring features the North Coast premiere of the popular Les Miserables. The season ends with The Poor of New York, a melodrama from 1857 of the problems of a middle-class family not all that different from today's. For dates, times, and details, call 442-6278. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic organization dedicated to the people and events that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. Rob, before the break, you were talking a little bit about scale of business, that's one of the things that we don't see in our area, that we might be surprised in other communities throughout the country that does exist. And then you got cut off by the commercial break.
Right. I don't understand why we don't have scale businesses more so. I mean, I think you're going to see Barb Groom go national, or if not national, much bigger footprint than heretofore she's had.
Multiple breweries?
Unknown to me. I don't want to speak to her business. You see Fox Farm, Willie Weiner. he's a national distributor. So it can be and is done. Cypress Grove. I think the interesting thing is frankly, to ship out beer, ship out pallets of fertilizer, soil enhancements. That's not easy. It's not comfortable, and we still manage to get it done.
And heavy.
You
those
bet.
Those are heavies.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the goat cheese would be a little less poundage.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And the bulbs.
Well,
the bulb farm would be
I think
less
he's selling
weight.
Cut flowers, and I don't know how Lane does that exactly. But I think he's more restricted than the others in the sense that this is a great climate in which to grow cut flowers.
His roots.
His roots. And
wouldn't want to say his bulbs. That way you get
no,
a little issue.
No, but yeah. You know, you don't know where the next opportunity will sprout. And so, sorry.
Back to the fertilizer.
I do think that we are getting businesses that can do it here. Part of the problem is a lot of the local people tend to sell. And then you also have a little bit of the, why Restoration Hardware moved is kind of lost on me. I don't quite understand why Steve Gordon moved, and we miss the Gordons as part of our community. But, you know, people come and go and move around. But I think we have quite a few successful businesses here, and I don't, contrary to everyone else, I do not think the legalization of marijuana would cause the giant recession/depression in Humboldt County that everybody's thinking. I don't think the money goes as far as people think it does. And I don't think – I think prices – the price of the product is down, half, two-thirds over the last few years. So we're already having a soft landing is my point.
How much of an impact would Richardson's Grove have – being adjusted, as I understand, it will finally be in the next couple of months, in businesses locating here and trying to distribute regionally or nationally?
I think it helps a lot. I know Epic is fighting it like the death knell, and I don't quite understand the logic there. It's coming. They can try to do anything they want. Their whole solution is not to do it, and they're working politically, but I don't see that winning.
Which goes against the carbon footprint concept. Less rigs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what their overall idea is. It's never been explained to me, and I can assure you I don't consult them and they don't consult me.
Not a shocker. So bigger businesses, what about the types of businesses that are here?
Well, you're right. Lumber businesses can't very well relocate. They're here. I guess they could buy additional land in other places and expand their land base and their milling to other places. But to the extent we want local production of lumber and it's economic, it's here.
Now, we hear a lot about value added. Does that come into play at all?
Value add for lumber?
For any product leaving Humboldt County. Or value added that we would find in other communities that we haven't seen here.
I don't know, Brian. It's hard to know what value added means. Are you talking about?
It's a phrase that's often used.
And it's the same thing. What's the other one that some person at the Humboldt Area Foundation used? Is it business clusters? I mean, businesses locate close to each other for their own unique self-interest. And the thought of central planning government helping them locate there and sending them to cluster. They'll do that because it helps them. Otherwise, they won't.
Well, aren't financial districts a byproduct of that? A real simple,
absolutely.
Easy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Of course, our financial district is what?
I don't know what our financial district is. Our banks are too big.
Are we abnormal in that fact in our area that we don't have those business type clusters? We don't have Auto Row. We don't have the financial district. We don't have the restaurant district. We don't have some of that stuff that other communities.
That's a good point. I never really thought of that.
Well, we do have the bars. On the plaza.
On the plaza in Arcata.
That's probably about the only one that we have that's that way.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think it's because it got developed sequentially rather than at the same time. So that, and property owners around here are funny. They are loath to sell. You know, if you tried to buy something on the plaza to put in a new bar, who knows what obstacles you'd get.
Yeah, that the out-of-area ownership thing is a bit of a challenge.
Well, the out-of-the-area and then the local ones who won't lower their rents, and then they want to sell at rates that are New York City rates are selling for. I had a realtor say, well, normal property sells for a 5 cap here. Are you kidding me? That's Manhattan.
It's 3:30.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be a benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time 335. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, the first segment of the program, we talked about what would people here be surprised if we got out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Okay, now what if people came here, not just the vacation-y thing, but actually came here from throughout the country and saw what we have here? What would be the biggest surprises your buddies in Omaha?
Legalized pot. I mean, and the overall drug culture. It's a showstopper when people come in from out of town. National level reporters have been here. And they walked away saying, I remember Eureka when it was this wonderful little town. What happened? And it's not a hard equation to fill out for them.
Do you think there'd be anything else that they would walk away with? And you mentioned the restaurants, for example. Okay.
But would that
be so dwarfed in comparison to the other that it wouldn't need to register?
You got to walk over the grime provided by the homeless, by the drug culture, to get to the restaurants. And so, I'd much rather move some of what we have there because we have many great things. But right now, it's hard to sell. We don't bring investment bankers here anymore.
I was going to ask, there was an effort, Ted Mason and those guys when Humboldt Bank started.
Yeah.
About going out, sending business people out of market to try to hook and bring those interested in relocating, those interested in expansion into Humboldt County.
Yeah.
Business to business. Would that have any chance of flying now?
It is interesting how sophisticated businesses are at relocating. In other words, a lot of the work is done by the company itself, and our reaching out to them has less impact. So we've kind of got to get them here first.
So their internal is going to figure out.
They better. I mean, that's what they're charged with. I just gave a project the other day and said, look, okay, I want an efficient structure, and where should we locate this business that we were discussing? And I want the right state and right city. Turns out for this business, it was Omaha, just various nuances of the business. But that.
Not Seward?
Seward is a good place, a little hard to get to.
Perhaps, particularly in winter.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
No, but I remember I was at the meeting when Ted and Bonnie were doing it, and part of it was that was in the days before Bonnie really kind of went to the dark side, and when she thought she could grow business rather than just that, and I think they all kind of gave up on that. And,
was it fatigue? Was it lack of success? Because I think. And maybe I'm
pretty
being
much
a little stupid.
Lack of sophistication. It's a complicated project, and it took you. I mean, if there's an area that needs some improvement. It would be in the business development of the county and the services they offer and the people who are the face of the county brought in. That when someone comes to the county to inquire, the face of the person that we deal with mainly is not really what you'd call someone who knows business, knows why you'd be
at that, at that level. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like a sophisticated headhunter, and we've got somebody who, who's run Help Wanted ads.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm quite optimistic about Don Smullen. I think he is going to be good on the chamber. You should see what other chambers put out, what the counties put out on jobs. Louisiana, you know, went from one of the worst to second in the country behind Texas and in job creation.
Now, was that state structural stuff?
Yes, it was.
Because that would be quite a hill to overcome.
It was singularly Bobby Jindal. If there is a governor who has a demonstrable track record of success in the last number of years, decades, it'd be Bobby Jindal. He's really gifted.
Well, something like that probably won't happen for California. So how?
I don't think they'd focus him here. I don't think Sacramento and the other people in that position would focus them here.
So could we do it independent of the state?
That's why we're working on the rail ourselves quietly, and there's a political process going on. But above all, what we're trying to do is fill the other side of the equation with a shipper. And so once we get the shipper, the rail falls into place pretty easily.
Is there other opportunities that the counties have, Humboldt and Del Norte County have, to get something? You know, I look at the park. Yeah, okay, we don't have a lot of amenities. We don't have a lot of roads. We don't have a lot of trails. It's kind of set aside as a wilderness park. Okay, I get it. Still doesn't mean that people aren't wanting to travel here from all over the place. But we don't have a compound.
Doesn't make a big enough increment, Bri, to move.
Really,
the
it's just not enough
to move
to worry
the needle.
About.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I find it difficult. Who's a business that adds, creates wealth? I mean, really, Barbara Groom does in her business. We do in our.
The chip makers used to.
Yeah.
Taking the scrap.
Fox Farm, although he's upgrading in technology a lot, and so the rail would be magnificently wonderful, and all those jobs on the port.
I was thinking of exposing something that would be a magnet to expose the business owners, the business creators in other communities to our area with a positive, so that then the table might be set for them to relocate or to expand.
You're right. The problem that this area doesn't understand is the most sophisticated communities have that, and not only have it, they're really good. And you know, Louisiana has it. They come by and talk to you about your business. Where do you want to grow? What can we do to make it better? Is there anything we can do to improve your success in Louisiana?
So they do consultations with existing businesses?
Oh, absolutely. They come by at least once a year, and the guy's impressive. I mean, he's not some gum chewer. He knows what he's doing. And
I thought you were going to say gumbo chewer.
Well, it should be gumbo.
Louisiana proud. KINS, News and Information Times, 343. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, I do this periodically with folks, so you're no different.
Okay, great.
Pixie dust. There it is, big pile in front of you. You get one wish. You can use as much of it as you need. What would you wish
rail
for the rest of the country to understand or appreciate about Humboldt County and Del Norte County?
How great our port is in Humboldt County, and how easy the rail is, and how logical it is.
So if it can be boiled down to that phrase, you knew there'd be a follow-up.
I did not.
Yeah, right. I got 3.5 minutes here, bud. There's a follow-up. if it's that simple and we can put it in a box and say, here it is, why don't we take that and take it out to the rest of the country?
Did you know Mike Casey from our office is going to be in Omaha next week?
Weather allowing.
Yeah, well, he's going out of Sacramento.
Oh, okay, then he's got a beat.
So we're, suffice it to say, this is being worked on. It's not pixie dust. It'll just be a lot of work.
So what you could have said is, heck of an idea. You really got one this time. Be quiet, and we'll just move on to the next question.
No. I thought it was a good question. The other thing that I would like to pixie dust on our area is superior elementary and high school education for all the schools, and just be known as an area that produces top flight quality intellectual kids that are grounded by the country and have their minds that can go to the clouds.
Would that attract people to here?
You bet. You bet.
By itself.
Yes.
By itself.
Yes. Because
that would be an interesting one. You know, Gary just got his award at the state last week. Yep. So it's
no, he's done a good job.
There's some nice momentum going. Yeah.
He's done a good job. I like what he's doing. I'm unclear. I mean, I think there's opportunities to improve and change the children's aspirations. How's that?
Learn to dream big.
Yeah, that's precise.
With a plan. I want to be a professional baseball player.
Oh, really? Yeah, you can want to be a pro football player, and Ray Malaluga did that, and we're all proud of him.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's a difficult standard.
Yeah, make more fun. I want to be an astronaut.
That's at least doable.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Oh. I was afraid of heights.
So, yeah, something about physical size and mathematical skills.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like an ugly 1-2 punch.
Yeah. So you got clocked on that idea.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still like NASA.
No, but I just really would love to see us scoring in the top 5% at every school in the area on the standardized tests. Do you know what a victory that would be for our area? When you could sit down and say, we have the best schools. Don't be afraid to relocate here. Your kids will be better off for having been here. They will have targets. They'll have colleges waiting for them. It just would change the world for us.
Well, something to ponder.
Something to ponder, something to look forward to.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, buddy.
Maybe you'll get out of town now. Maybe. Yeah, okay. Never mind. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shopping. He won't be here. I will. Till then, see you tomorrow.